This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A recent study carried out by members of the University of Cambridge aims to help the development of targeted support, as it showed that the environment in which people live is linked to a high risk of depression in men, but not so much in women. In contrast to men, women that live in deprived areas are more likely to develop anxiety. Lead author of the study, Olivia Reams, explains.
I found that living in deprivation leads to depression in men, but not in women. There have been many studies that have looked at the link between deprivation or poverty and depression, but a lot of these studies have looked at personal circumstances. There are very few studies that have looked at the places in which we live and their effect on our mental health. And there's no research out there that has done this from a gendered perspective, so women and men separately.
What information did you base your study on?
This study looked at over 20,000 people over the age of 40 living in England. These people took part in the European Prospective Investigation of Cancer in Norfolk. And the number of women that we had in this study was 10,335, and there were 8,236 men. To look at deprivation and to measure the level of deprivation, we used the census, the UK census. And to look at major depressive disorder, we used psychosocial structured questionnaires. All the people in this study received a psychosocial questionnaire, and based on the symptoms that they were experiencing at the time, the researchers were able to determine whether or not they met criteria for major depressive disorder.
But what is it about the environment where people live that makes you classify it as a deprived area?
The way that we classified it as deprived depended on a number of factors. So factors like non-car ownership, non-home ownership, overcrowding, then such a neighborhood would be classified as deprived. And this was based on the UK census. And to determine whether or not somebody had depression, we used rigorous structured questionnaires that determined whether or not somebody met criteria for major depressive disorder, which is a condition that affects many people.
And how significantly less depressed were the women compared to the men?
The way that we looked at wasn't kind of women compared to men. It was, okay, how is the environment impacting men's depression levels? And then separately, how is the environment impacting women's depression levels? So what we found was that this association was statistically significant in men, but not in women. And the exact results that we found was that men in deprived areas were 51% more likely to have depression than men living in more affluent regions. Now, this paper shows that the association between deprivation and depression is not significant in women. But a study that we did 2 years ago shows that when women live in deprived areas, they're at high risk of having anxiety. So taken together, our findings show that the genders are differentially affected by the environment in which they live and the way that they respond to stressors. So deprivation is more likely to be associated with depression in men and anxiety in women.
How different are these two diagnoses? Because they can come together, depression and anxiety.
They can be linked if you develop both conditions, and oftentimes that is the case, but also you can have just one of these conditions without the other. And also, depression and anxiety are different constructs. They're different things. Depression is characterized more by low mood, loss of pleasure, feelings of sadness, whereas anxiety centers more around fear, restlessness, arousal.
Can you speculate as to why men get depressed while women get anxious?
It's hard to say because our studies did not set out to answer these questions, so we can only speculate as to why this might be taking place, and further research is needed to determine the mechanisms that put men at risk for having depression and women at risk for having anxiety.
How do you hope that this research will be useful in the future?
This can be used by public health programs, by policymakers to tailor treatment programs. This is really important because right now we're living in a time in which there are scarce health resources. So knowing that men living in deprivation are more vulnerable to depression and women are more vulnerable to anxiety, it makes it easier to tailor mental health treatments.
That was Olivia Reams from the University of Cambridge, walking us through her work published in the BMJ.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's A-L-L-B-I-R-D-S.com.